Colin, what do you expect from seeing Deshaun Goldson in that secondary this weekend?
Deshaun's a great player. Does a lot of great things. Has a lot of range on the back end.
Did you see him when he came out here a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good to see him?
Yeah, one of my good friends.
Mm-hmm. Colin, can you share a memory or two about Candlestick Park with us, end of the line coming here?
Got my first NFL football there. It's been a great place to me since I've been here.
Colin, last Sunday, you and Ricardo Lockett traded jerseys. It was like the World Cup final or something. Have you done that before? And I guess he's just a former teammate and a good buddy. What was that all about?
First time. He's a good friend. Wanted to keep that as memento.
Colin, how dangerous of a pass defense do they have? They've had a lot of interceptions these last five games. How are they getting them?
A lot of tip balls, a lot of them just making plays. They have a great secondary, a lot of talent back there.
Can you talk about what makes Lavonte David so dangerous?
Plays fast, plays physical. He does everything right for him.
Colin, how do you assess your accuracy this season and how it's going?
I think I've been doing a pretty good job with it. I think for the most part, I've been putting balls where I want to. Obviously always a few you want back.
When you got receivers like Bolden and Crabtree particularly, just fight for the ball like their life depends on it, how much does that mean to you? You feel like you can throw them open or anything that you could throw up there, you know there's a good chance that they're going to come down with it.
Gives you a lot of confidence to put the ball in there. You can give them chances that you wouldn't normally give a receiver.
When you were shooting your Beats by Dre commercial, did you think that the crowd was the Seattle crowd, the Seahawks crowd?
I really wasn't worried about that. I was worried about doing my part.
But there have been some hurt feelings apparently in Seattle about them being portrayed negatively. But was the point that the crowd was the Seahawks?
It was supposed to be a hostile environment.
Are you doing anything differently in your preparation for this game as opposed to other games?
No.
Anybody?
You guys have to travel a long ways. You're coming off an emotional win. Tampa is 4-9. Do you have to guard against, overlooking them, this being a trap game? Is that something you guys have talked about?
Yeah, that's something we're aware of. We want to make sure we prepare this week like we do any other week.
The way they're playing recently, do they look different than a 4-9 team?
Yeah, they're 1-4 of their last five, if I'm not mistaken. And they've been playing a lot better. They've been playing to win.
It seemed you missed a couple of passes you normally make in the last game. Looking back on the film, are you pleased with your feet mechanics, your arm mechanics, is there anything you saw that
we won. That's all that matters.
Yeah, I've noticed that you do this media session in a different spot each week. Is there a reason for it, or are you having fun? Is there a design?
Just like to move around.
Do you get
fun?
Just
like in the pocket.
What's with the offensive linemen over there this year? And they just fined us for crossing the line. And any perceptions of that group?
They're just here to handle business like everybody else.
What kind of year is Anthony Davis having at right tackle?
Phenomenal. He's been playing his butt off every time he steps on the field. He's been, doing everything right and making things easy on everyone else.
A couple more.
Your coach came to your defense, and some people getting critical that you weren't as easy or forthright with the media, and said, what do you want him to do? I want him to win football games, not be Jay Leno or doing a comedy routine. What do you make of that?
I think he's right.